In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Joyous feast day. This day is called variously the entrance of the Theotokos into the temple, or the presentation of the Theotokos into the temple, or even as we're, so maybe it's even the entry, as someone referred to the Theotokos into the temple, but usually the words entrance or presentation are used. We had said last night that Mary's entrance into the temple as a young girl was not itself extraordinary. This was a practice of the life of the Jews in Jerusalem around the temple, that young girls would be dedicated to the service of God, ultimately be the wives of the priests and religious leaders of the Jewish people. But what was unique, well, two things were unique about her entrance was, one, that the priest Zechariah, in the Spirit of God, not only led her into the temple proper, but even permitted her to enter into the Holy of Holies, which is a sign, of course, that she indeed would become herself that very dwelling place of God's glory. She herself would be that Holy of Holies, according to the Church's memory and tradition about that event and what transpired. What was also unique about her service is that typically at the end of 12 years or so, it was time for her to be betrothed to someone, to be prepared for marriage, having been raised all those years in the temple for religious service. And she announced that she had no interest in being married, which was a shock to the religious sensibilities of the Jewish leadership, because this simply was not heard of. It was not normative. It was not typical by any means. And we often probably tend to think of monasticism as a later phenomena in church history that came about sort of as a separate, for various reasons, separately from the core of the gospel reality. But the fact is that through the Virgin, Mary's announcing that she did not want to marry, that she wanted to live a life totally dedicated to God, she is really the first monastic. She is the first sign of the monastic life that would also be repeated in the life of the Holy Forerunner, and indeed even of the life of our Lord himself, that the idea of a life totally given to God, totally dedicated to God, without the responsibilities of family, was founded by the Theotokos and by St. John, and in the very earliest times of Christian history, of our holy faith, and indeed of the life of the Church, that she is ever an example to monks and nuns of the holy dedicated life, of the life given totally, completely to prayer, to worship, to giving glory to God, which indeed was her whole life. When as a formality she was betrothed to Saint Joseph and left the temple, she still lived that same holy and dedicated and prayerful life that she had lived up in all those years in the house of God. And the fulfillment of finally is when the archangel comes to her and indeed sets her aside for the greatest and highest calling of all, which is to bring God into the human family. So the idea of devotion and dedication is indeed expressed in family life, and it's expressed in holy Christian marriage. But all of us know that deep down, with all of life's responsibilities and challenges, we can't always give to God totally, completely as we would like. And indeed, ultimately the vocation and outlet for such a life is the monastic calling, which is indeed a special and particular calling, but it is the fulfillment ultimately of the desire of all of us to rejoice in the Lord continually and always, and to give our best and highest self to God, it's our opportunity when it's given to us in small doses to do what the monastics do all the time. And both lives are blessed, both ways of life are blessed by God, but we remember the heart of and the dedication of those who gave everything, who gave completely and totally, and basically, along with Theotokos, says, let it be done to me. Let God's will be done in my life. Let me be led. Let me be dedicated. Let me be given over to a life of continual service, of continual praise and glory, of continual offering of holy words of prayer to the throne of God. So let us rejoice in the Theotokos, in her dedication today, in her example, which is the example for us all of a life offered to God, and not knowing what that would lead to, not knowing what it would mean, and seeing, and ultimately seeing where it led. And this is the way it has to be for all of us. We make our promise, we make our promise to serve, and then we try to let God lead us as he knows best, and indeed, and as he will do so, and he will, and through the prayers of the Theotokos, that our life would be led according to God's will and purpose. On this joyous feast day of her presentation, of her entrance into the temple, may our Lord Jesus Christ, our God, through her holy prayers, have mercy on us and save us. Amen.